Okay. Good afternoon. This is Anna Zane from West Campus TCC. We are here interviewing Layla Izzy, who is an ESL student at Northeast Campus at TCC. The day is October 14th, 2025. We are both currently here at the Northeast Campus doing an oral interview. This interview will be about Layla and her life in her home country and her experience as an ESL student.
Okay.
All right. So.
I'm so excited.
I'm glad. So, Layla, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Sleepy.
Good.
A little bit.
Yeah. I heard about that from your teacher. You're sleepy. Do you work or?
No, because I wake up early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5:30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I couldn't go to sleep again, so that's why.
It happens to me all the time. What is your full name?
Layla Izzy.
Oh, just Layla Izzy.
My first name, Layla, and the last name, Izzy.
Okay. Yeah. No middle name?
Nope.
Okay. How old are you?
23rd. 23. I'm turning 24 in November.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Me too. We're twins. Why have you chosen United States to study?
Well, because of my husband. I came with him to live here.
You're married?
Yes.
Oh,
and I'm expecting a child.
You're pregnant?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, did you guys like move down here permanently?
What's permanently mean?
Like you stay here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Nice.
He's a citizen.
Huh?
He's a citizen here.
He's a citizen?
Mm-hmm. And his family also here.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was your first impression of the United States when you first came here?
Impression of what?
Like, when you first came to United States, what did you think about it when you first came here?
Oh, well, I thought America is like the movie we watch on TV.
What, like what movie?
Like, Friends.
Oh, Friends, yeah.
Okay, it's New York, but not Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So, it was a surprise for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard because everything is different
mm-hmm.
from my country. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I found it really hard.
Did you, when your impression on the United States, was it like a positive one or a negative one or a mix of both? Like, when you think of like America, like before you came here, mm-hmm. it was about like the Friends aspect and like New York. But
no.
when you came here, what was like the impression though?
Okay, it was like mix between negative and positive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain.
No, you're okay. You're okay. Okay.
Sorry for that.
No, you're good. You're good. We'll just move on. Okay. I hear you're from Syria.
Yes.
Which part of Syria are you from?
From a city called Sweida.
Sweida.
In south of Syria.
South.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What country is underneath that? Underneath Syria?
It's a whole different country. It's
yes.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. How is the education system in Syria different from Tulsa, Oklahoma, in America?
Well, it's more difficult.
In Syria?
Yes. It prepares you to deal with more details.
More details?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it longer? Like, because we have like about 2 months where we're off of school. For the summer?
Oh.
Like, are you guys in school for longer or less or the same?
Yeah, we have summer like 2 months and a half or 3 months.
What months? Sometimes.
Okay. For school, it depends on which level.
Mm-hmm.
So, for high school, it starts on July
mm-hmm.
until October. Yes, because you have to enroll in university after high school.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Times. But for the primary school, elementary
mm-hmm.
school, and the middle one, it starts from May the end of the May, at the end of the July.
July?
Yes.
Okay, that's about same here.
Yeah.
What are you studying and majoring in here at TCC or your hometown college? But you said you're going to stay here, so TCC.
Yeah. Well, at my home, at my country, I started with civil engineering. Yeah, I didn't finish it because I didn't like it. It was really hard for me.
That sounds hard, engineering in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit civil engineering and go with... I did some courses of graphic design.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
I can work with it. So, yeah, I plan to work as a graphic designer here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not planning to study now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just the English.
Yes, just the English, and then you want to be a graphic designer?
Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful. Let's see. I kind of want to touch a little bit back on the education system in Syria. So you did say it's harder in Syria because of more details.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys, it's, like...
Okay, it's like... If you take something on elementary school or in the middle school here, in Syria, they will give it to you in the end of elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end of each level, they prepare you to the next one. So you already know more details and more information.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are harder and faster paced.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Okay. What do you like and dislike about TCC and why?
Well, I like making friends,
mm-hmm.
talking to people, practice my English, do something.
Yes.
Like break the routine.
Yeah.
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 I dislike the long hours
yes.
in class. The quizzes, too many quizzes and
mm-hmm.
tests.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have to do it, but like me, I have my husband and house. I have to do many things
mm-hmm.
during the day next to studying.
Yes.
So it's hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am right there with you. Yep. Let's see. How is your experience as a student, especially an ESL student at TCC? Like, your experience here, like learning the language and also being a student at TCC, if that makes sense?
It's really good.
Do you, like, how, is it different, like a different vibe from Syria when you're in school in Syria? Is it a different vibe?
Yeah.
How would you say it's different?
Well, I don't feel my personality looks like when I was in Syria.
Yeah.
It's totally different here.
How would you say it's different?
Like, my vibes, my feelings, how I act with people
mm-hmm.
and with teachers. It's totally different.
Yeah.
Okay, people here, nicer than people there.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you say you're more comfortable here? Or are you more comfortable in Syria?
No, here.
Here?
Yeah, because, okay, especially with teachers, they act with you like friends. We don't have this in Syria. You have to not just respect your teacher. You have to, like, make many, many things between you and the teacher.
Yeah, like... It's more of a professional.
Yeah, you can call your teacher by his name or her name.
What do you call them?
Yeah.
What do you call them? Teacher?
Teachers.
Just teacher?
Teacher.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, because here we do get a lot of, like, kind of being friendly with your teachers.
Okay, you're so nice. People here is really nice. That was I told my husband when I came here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's smiling to you.
Yeah.
Like... You don't know me. Why are you smiling?
Really?
Yeah. you're very nice.
Wow. Okay. But you guys don't usually do that in Syria. Not like you don't smile to people.
To stranger? No. No. if you see anybody you don't know, just go.
I can't even smile.
You didn't even look to them.
Really?
Just walk.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of time here, like when I go on my walk to exercise and I see strangers, I'll go like this.
Yeah, you know. Okay, you can do this in your neighborhood.
Oh, your neighborhood.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
But not in the main street.
Like public.
In the public.
Yeah.
Or in the restaurant, if you walk next to anyone, you can smile to them. Just walk and leave them alone.
Yeah. Okay, that's perfect. Okay. Was it hard to move here? Like, did you have any difficulties, like, moving your belongings or, like, your changes in culture, like, adaptations? Like, was any of it hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very hard. We have very different things.
Yeah.
Like, people, language, especially language.
Oh.
When I came here, I suffered with communication because, okay, I learned English in my school. In my country,
mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's totally different.
Yeah,
from
the way you learn the English there.
I can't hear anybody or understand anybody here. Like, I feel that like they are speaking like this, like, what's that? Please,
like, are they talking too fast?
Too fast.
Yeah,
I found it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always go with my husband to buy stuff, and always if anybody call me, just give my phone to my husband, like, answer it. Yeah, now it's better.
Yeah, I feel like you're really good at English.
Well, this is the third semester here.
Nice.
Yeah, not that bad.
Yeah.
I can talk to people finally.
Yeah. When you first moved here, it was really difficult though.
Mm. The culture is different.
Mm-hmm.
People,
Was moving your stuff here too difficult?
No. I didn't move many stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
you just brought your clothes and...
That's
just
it. Because I leave my country as a bride.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I move some of my clothes, new clothes, with me. That's it.
Yeah.
And none of them fits me now.
You do.
None of them.
Yeah. So now you shop here, obviously. Yeah. Nice. What's your favorite stores to shop at?
Target.
I love Target.
Yeah. I go too much to Target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I found really good stuff there.
Yeah. Do you buy your clothes there too?
What?
Sorry. Do you buy your clothes there too?
Yeah,
me too. Nice. Okay. So... Let's touch again a little bit on the cultural difference before you came here. So in Syria, what are some things that you do there that you don't do here? Or vice versa, do you do here, but you would not see people do in Syria?
Okay, first thing, in Syria, we used to... Okay, finish the school or the work at 1 or 2 p.m.
I wish.
Yeah, me too. So we have time in the evening. We used to gathering with the neighbors, go out, go shopping. You can do it every day, not in the weekend only.
Mm-hmm.
We always see our family, like every 2 or 3 days, all the family came around.
Mm-hmm.
There's no long distance between houses.
What do you mean?
Like, you don't have to drive 15 minutes to go to your parents' house. You just open the door, walk 2 steps and knock their door.
Like, the houses are really close together?
Yeah, we used to live in apartments.
Apartments, okay.
Yes, most of the building are apartments.
Mm-hmm.
So you just open your door, Yeah.
Oh, okay. So most of the housing in Syria are apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, the clothes are different.
Oh, the clothes?
Yes. We used to... Okay, you can't wear shorts and... No, that's fine. I wear shorts too. You can wear shorts in public.
Oh, in public?
Yeah. Okay. You can go to the gym, the private gym for women.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at home, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the, but not in public.
Yeah.
Because they will bother you in words.
Mm.
A lot of them do this, especially men. Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah.
You need to wear something you feel Cover. Comfortable with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do the clothes look like? Like, are they also... I guess they look
that's
just
fine.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of us who do the...
traditional?
Traditional one, it's different. I can show you a picture.
Okay.
Yeah. It's different. And they wear it always like this. They can't wear like us. Like this one.
Do they choose to do that, or is
yeah.
it okay?
They choose. We okay. We're not like Muslim people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Muslim, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. In my religion, you choose to do this.
Oh, it's because of religion they do this.
Yes.
Okay. What religion is that?
Druze.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small religion.
Mm-hmm.
You need to search about it. It's very explained to. It's very hard to explain
mm-hmm.
in English.
No, you're good.
So yeah, it's we don't have to wear what they wear. You choose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
While you look for that picture, I'm gonna turn this page real quick.
Okay.
No, you're good. Here, show me after the interview, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. What are some holidays that you see in Syria but you don't see in America? Like, do you guys have holidays that are different?
Mm-hmm. We have something called Al-Adha holiday. Like Eid Al-Adha and Eid Al-Fitr. So Eid Al-Adha, you have to bring a sheep and... Okay, kill it.
Okay, yeah.
And give the meat to the poor people. Yes,
that's
and
nice.
We go to each other drinking coffee, take candies, like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't have Halloween. You have Halloween here.
Yeah.
We don't have
it. It's coming up.
Yeah. And I like the way you decorate the houses here. It's really good.
Wait till Christmas. It's Christmas.
Yeah, and we have... Okay, we don't have Christmas in my religion, but we celebrate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We stand with Christian people and celebrate it. We have just the New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have Father Day.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mother Day in different months. We have it in March.
Mm-hmm.
You have it here in May, maybe?
I think it's in May. It's
yeah.
in May, yeah.
Yeah, we have it in March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite holiday?
New Year.
New Year.
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
Yeah, you can do anything. You can watch the snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's always snowing in New Year.
In Syria?
Mm-hmm.
I think we had snow last year, but I don't remember. I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
What about sports? In America, it's usually like baseball, football, like those are popular.
Yeah.
What sports are popular in Syria?
Football.
Football.
The soccer.
Soccer.
Soccer. We called it football.
Oh.
In Syria.
Oh, okay. You're meaning.
Yeah. That,
okay.
The ball with white and black.
Mm-hmm.
It's football.
In your country.
Yes.
Got it.
And basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes they play tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play tennis.
Oh.
But yeah, I quit. Yeah, because it's hard to do it with school and these things. So,
yeah,
I didn't do it more.
How long did you do tennis?
Like 6 months.
That's not bad. Yeah,
I still can do it.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
You think so?
Yeah, and my coach was really good. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
nice. Okay. What is the food like in Syria? Mm-hmm. How is it different over here in Tulsa?
It's very different.
It's very different?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's very different. We have our own bread.
Mm-hmm.
We eat like rice, meat, vegetables more. It have to be meat or chicken at lunch. Okay, we eat breakfast and lunch and dinner with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Here, because of the work and school, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, rice, meat. We have many different kinds of food.
Yeah.
But it's totally different.
Yeah,
with like burger or pizza or pasta or these things, we just call it fast food.
You just call all of it fast food?
All of it.
Okay.
All of it, it's fast food.
Even if you home make it, it's like, it's fast food?
Mm. Mm. So you make fast food at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is not, okay, there's kind of food. It's our tradition food.
Mm-hmm.
It's called mensaf.
Mm-hmm.
With not rice, something like rice. I don't know the name in English. Sorry.
Quinoa, maybe?
No, we don't use this in Syria.
Okay.
Mm. Something like more big than rice.
Hmm.
You don't have it here.
Show me a picture after the interview, because I'm curious.
Yeah, and we used to made yellow sauce with really good things and meat on top of it and some nuts.
Yes,
I will show you a picture.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Please.
Okay.
What is your favorite food here
so far? Burger.
Meat
from society. It's really good.
Wait, from society?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's really good.
Yes.
I always go there.
Yeah. Is it close to your home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine is Taco Bell.
It's really good too. When I don't find anything to eat at dinner, I just go there. Take me to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food in Syria?
Grape leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know these things? Okay, you take the grape leaves and put rice and some vegetable inside it and roll it and cook it and eat.
How do you cook it? With like grease, or you bake it? Like, how do you cook it?
And a big pot with water.
Oh, with water?
Yeah.
You boil it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have family back in Syria? If you do, how many like siblings do you have?
Yes, my mother and father are there.
Okay.
My brother is in Russia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's studying computer science.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. We're just two.
Oh, just you and your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old is your brother?
How old?
Mm-hmm.
He is younger than me. He's 20. Okay. He's 22, turning 23.
Got it. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
How did your parents feel about you coming over here?
Very bad.
Very bad?
Yeah, because me and my brother left the house in the same year.
Mm.
So it was very hard for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was more sad and emotional.
Yes, mixed feeling.
Yeah.
They are happy to see my brother studying what he wants. And see me find my love and go to another country.
Mm-hmm.
But very sad to leave them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're happy now that
you
found your way. Good. What do you and your family do to, like, spend time with each other before you moved and your brother moved? Like, what would you guys do?
Watching TV, going out, playing with cards, mm-hmm. Sitting, talking, drinking tea together,
mm-hmm.
like stuff like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing to do with your family?
Playing cards.
Playing cards, that's yeah. a good
Smoking
one.
Smoking hookah. Yeah.
What is it called? Hookah?
Hookah. Yeah.
Nice.
You know hookah, right? No?
You had to show me that too.
Yeah.
You smoke it?
Yes.
Okay. Like a cigarette type of thing?
That's okay, it's look like cigarettes.
Okay.
But it's the thing you put next to you and have long pipe.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can spend like hour smoking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
But it needs to be a group.
Oh, a group.
Yeah.
To do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more fun.
Got it. Like to, it's like a socializing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Who is or was the most important person in your life?
My mom.
Your mom. Mm-hmm. You look up to her? Yeah.
Because she's really sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And a kind person.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind. No, really. She's very kind.
Yes.
She's really nice to people. Even the one who not nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you and your family do in Syria that you probably wouldn't see here in Tulsa? Like, is there something besides the card playing, the hanging out, going out?
Going to the neighbor house.
Oh, the neighbor's house?
Yeah, we used to go to our neighbor house, and they are used to go to went to us.
Oh, okay.
So you can go to your neighbor house. You can go inside, sit and talking, drinking, stuff like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
We don't do this here.
No, you don't this here.
I don't know my neighbors.
Yeah, I don't know my neighbors.
I know one of them, but that's it.
Yeah. Is it weird for you to not know your neighbors?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very weird because you feel too much lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's frowned upon to know your neighbors here. Have you tried asking your husband to go talk to them?
Well, we know one of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
She has four kids.
Mm-hmm.
But all the neighbors have dogs. And I'm really scared of dogs. Really. I can't even walk next to them.
Yeah. That is definitely an obstacle then.
And you have many dogs here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want a dog.
Okay, I love the shape of it.
The shape of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love them.
Yes.
But from far.
Yes.
Yeah.
They could be terrifying. When you are not at school, what are some hobbies or activities that you like to do back in Syria?
Reading.
Reading.
Reading books.
Mm-hmm.
Watching movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or series. Not movie.
Yeah.
Sometimes painting.
Painting?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. I think you answered this earlier before we interviewed, but do you work?
No?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
I work for like 4 months in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a graphic designer.
Okay.
But then I quit because I was waiting for the embassy appointment,
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't do anything.
Mm. Are you? What's the embassy appointment?
U.S. embassy in Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Because okay. I need to the visa to
yes
to get here.
Okay. What are you studying here while you're like? In America, like while you're here, are you studying just English?
Just English.
Just English. Okay. What are your goals for the future? What is your dream job? I think you said graphic designer.
Graphic designer, and I want to open my own business.
Oh.
Yeah. I really like to do this stuff like sticky notes and cups with things printed on it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I really like it.
Uh-huh.
I I'm trying to do it after I get a job with a graphic design.
Wow, that's good though.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Do you plan on going back to Syria? Not moving there, but maybe visiting?
Well, not now, because I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some war condition in my country.
Yeah. Oh, war condition? Got it.
Yeah.
We'll move past that. Okay. Has the ESL program influenced you positively or negatively in your life? Like, is it a good thing?
No, it's a good thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And would you recommend it to other people?
Yeah, of course.
You would?
Especially you not speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really found it useful for me because after I finished the... Okay, first I came here. I was intermediate one. I took reading and speaking. That's it. After that, I start to listen to the people better, understand them, kind of. After I took the intermediate three, I start talk to the people. So I found it really useful for me.
That's good. Do you think it's... Do you think the English learning here is more fast or...
Yeah, because of the culture. You need to use it.
All the time. Got it.
You have to learn it.
Yes.
You don't have choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think that's all the questions that I have for you today. Is there anything specific or important that you want us to know about culture or anything different about Syria?
I want you to know you're really nice people. Really. You're so funny. So, like, nice to people, even the stranger one.
Yes.
Yeah, you're so kind.
Oh, well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for today. I'm going to go ahead and press stop recording. Thank